Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you. We praise you and we worship you and we bless you. We receive revelation from heaven today on this broadcast concerning the fundamentals of faith. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your teaching on it when you were here on the earth. And we look to you and your teaching, and we consider it perfect. Ha! Hallelujah. Thank you again. And we pray it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to the fundamentals. Those of you just now tuning in, what do you got all these airplanes on here for? Well, they were talking about the fundamentals of faith. These two airplanes are drastically different, but they're fundamentally the same because the same basic laws of physics. This one is far more advanced. This was a World War II trainer when it was first built. This is the Citation 10. Now, when it was first introduced to the civilian market, it was the fastest general aviation jet on the planet. At that time, to get anything faster than this, you had to join the Air Force. But then all the other manufacturers caught up. And so, but I learned how to fly this airplane and flew it for 15 years. And then I got so old, the insurance company wouldn't insure me in it anymore. Well, they would, but I'd have to sit over here in the right seat, never, ever touch the controls. And I'd still, you have to understand the ministry owns these airplanes. I don't own any of this. I used to own one like this, but not like this. And, I would have still had to go back to recurrent training. That's very, very important to what we're talking about today. Because you have to train and train and train and train and train and train. When it comes to faith, you have to train and 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 train, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Now, we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. Number one, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. We'll find that in Mark 11, 22 through 25, Romans 10, 10, 2 Corinthians 4, 13, Luke 6, 43 through 45. And there are just all kinds of scriptures on that. Number two, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. We'll also find that in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Number three, Abraham's blessing cannot be received with Thomas's faith. Now, we studied that one. Because Jesus called what Thomas did, I'll not believe it unless I see it and touch it. He said, stop being faithless. Right. So, what do we do? I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. Feelings get people in a emotion and get emotion. Understand this. The soul and the spirit are not the same thing. I used to think that that was it, but that's not true. And we'll get to that. But the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. It's called Thessaloniki today. And my great-grandson was born there in Thessaloniki. And so my great-grandson is a little Thessalonian. Amen. So anyway, but the important thing here is the Apostle Paul said that I pray God sanctify you wholly, wholly, your spirit, your soul, and your body. It's also in the book of Hebrews where he separates the soul and the joints and the marrow of the heart. So those two witnesses. But now, in the book of Romans, let's go there again. In the third chapter, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Now, I'm going to give you another scripture right now. Galatians 5, 6. Spirit of God speaking through the same man. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, but then he wrote in Galatians 5, 6, faith works by love. But now we learn from the Apostle John that God is love. And we learn in the book of Hebrews that God created all things by faith. Well, yes, he did. And in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God. Oh, we can't grasp. That's one of the first things I'm going to ask when I get to heaven. What does that mean? Would you explain that to me, sir? You can't. You can't, because we have finite minds. He has always been. Now, but now from now on, we'll always be, because we know him. But now notice that in the beginning, God, what happened? The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep, on the face of the waters. Nothing was happening until God said, light be, light was. Or the King James says, let there be light. Well, amen. So now, all that's fundamental. God is love. He has faith. And faith works by love. Why? It was his faith in us to start with. Mark 11, 23. Let's go there again. Because we'll touch on this entire, or not, well, it's all right here. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. That fig tree is past tense as far as Jesus is concerned. Here's the way he answered, have faith in God. Well, what about inflation? Have faith in God. What about my children? Have faith in God. Well, I don't care what it is. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. My cross-reference in this King James Bible, there's a little number two there. Have the faith of God. Yeah. Well, yes. For verily I say unto you, whosoever, this is a whosoever thing, not whosoever is or whatsoever they are, but whosoever. Tall people, short people. Amen. Yeah. All colors of people. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to dig into this. This has nothing to do with anything. That's right. And I've had people say, well, and I understand these things. But there's in a lot of cases, there are a lot of churches I'm not welcome in. They might smile, but don't bring that saying stuff around here. I don't think it makes any difference what you say. But I'm going to tell you something from what Jesus said right here. Whatever you say is your faith.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't believe it. You just told me. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm going to show you something with that. have faith and have the faith of God, for verily, he asks, for truly I tell you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, shall not doubt in his inner man, in the spirit person. That's who we really are. This body and these bones, that doesn't define us. It's who we are on the inside, the spirit person. I won't take time to turn there. But the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To be absent from the body, the Apostle Paul called it his departure. I really like that. He didn't say anything about dying. He's talking about departing. He had more revelation than that. He understood a lot of things. So, at any rate, the rules and regulations of faith are right here. He shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Listen now, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Notice them is in italics. Look at this. Believe that you receive and you shall have. Believe that you receive. Believe. Have faith in God. Believe. Have faith. It's the same thing.
Yes.
When you pray, believe. Right then.
Yes.
And if you're struggling with it, go back to the book. If you're struggling trying to figure out my first day in ground school, and one of the airplanes that I was moving up to a bigger airplane and had to have a type rating in it, and the big old fat AFM, Aircraft Manufacturer's Manual. And the organization is called Flight Safety. And to train pilots. He stood up there and he said, now, before we begin, what we teach here at Flight Safety, if it doesn't match this, then it is not right. I thought I wish preachers had that much sense. This is the AFM. This is the manufacturer's manual right here. I'm telling you, he manufactured this universe. He created it. Thank you, Jesus. So, now listen to this. So this is all inclusive. Therefore, he put it into motion. I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. And that's one of the fundamentals. It will not work in an unforgiving heart. Jesus put it right there with faith. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. That's in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Then there's the golden rule. What is it? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Some people say, do it unto others before they have a chance to do it unto you. I'm going to tell you, that's a spiritual law. What you do unto others is what they'll do unto you. If you're grumpy all the time, then people around you are grumpy. Amen. These things are spiritual laws. And the general public doesn't know anything about spirits. They think they're ghosts. and have the idea, well, the spirit and the soul, I guess, same thing. And you go, you're on the radio and you call in and you say, I'd like to change my flight plan with that. Say, how many souls on board? Why don't you say people? And how will this flight terminate? Well, I hope. I never could understand some things. We drive on the parkway and park in a driveway. I don't know. Tell you what, I mean, that's, oh. Well, anyway, but here it is. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. He can't. This is responsive. It isn't, well, now, thank you, Lord. Let's turn to 1 John. This wasn't in place when Jesus preached that. The only thing that was in place then was the baptism of John of the Jews, where you confessed your sins. But now here in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. Oh, we learned something here. He's the one that said, light be. Well, he is light. In him is no darkness at all. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, we're going to have to do this by faith. Yes. If we confess our sins, now, this is an exceeding great and precious blood-backed promise. Yes. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, or righteous, same word in the Greek, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When? When we confess them, not when we feel better about it. I know this for a fact. I experienced this in a very difficult meeting at one time. And I really... The whole thing was really hard to just, and it was back many years ago. And anyway, I really got put out big time with part of the leadership of the church. And then I didn't cuss, okay? But I wanted to, but I didn't. Anyway, and it was between services and afternoon services, and I just said, Lord, I'm not going over there tonight and preach. I'm talking out loud to him. And he said, why not? I said, you know why not. Why? I said, I'm not going over there and just hold up my finger and say, thus saith the Lord. Not after what I did and thought. So. Inside, I heard him say, didn't you confess that to me? I said, yes, I did. Now, listen. He said, Kenneth, when you confess that is not when I found out about it. What a revelation. I was not informing him of anything. But he said, when you confessed it is when you got rid of it. I said, yes, sir. I'm forgiven. And I'm cleansed of it. It's gone. I didn't feel like it, but now I believed it. I believed it. Amen. Got up and went over there. And I had a better, stronger message than I would have had the other way, because I had a fresh revelation from God. Hallelujah. But now that's vital to be done by faith. So, all right. Now come back over here. Now notice, they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, they came unto him chief priests. Let me remind you of what we learned last week, talking about the names. He was walking in the temple. We started out last week in Acts 3, Peter and John at the beautiful gate of the temple, went in at the time of prayer, and that crippled man looking on them expected to receive something from them. They went there it is, Acts 3:1. I noted it right there. Well, you know good and well Jesus didn't pass that man, but wonder why he didn't raise him up. Can you answer that? Thank you. Go to the head of the class. He said, I only say, 14th chapter of John, the words I speak unto you, they are not mine. The Father within me, he does the works. So there's both. The Lord didn't direct him to do it. So now then, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Now, turn to the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew, because you have people argue about the fact, I've heard it. Well, now, those are spiritual mountains. Yes. Yes, they are. You're right. But it's not going to come just that way. Yeah, it's just like it says. And out of the mouth of two witnesses. Matthew 21:21. 19th verse. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. Presently, the fig tree withered away. 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done under the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, it shall be done, and all things whatsoever you will ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Praise and we're out of time. Woo, glory to God. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you're going to... Yeah, amen. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Lord.
Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yes. Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
All that God is, His love, His wisdom, His power, is summed up in one name. It's the same name by which all creation was made and by which you are saved, the name of Jesus. When you became a believer, Jesus gave you His name and everything that goes with it. Find out the inheritance you have in His name with Jesus, the name above every name, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The name of Jesus overcomes all the power of the enemy and gives you victory. It releases the power of the gospel, which is healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Learn to remain in the refuge of His name. You've been made a joint heir with Christ. Study what you've been given so you can speak out by faith the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. His name contains the power to overcome all evil and position you for victory in all areas of your life. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series, Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org.uk
/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God knew you before the foundation of the world, and he has a plan for your life. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Accepting Jesus into your heart and making him the Lord and Savior of your life is the first step towards living in God's covenant promises. That one decision will change your life forever. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I receive your Son as the offering of my sins, and I declare him as Lord, and I thank you right now that my spirit is born again. Now fill me with your Holy Spirit and bring me into your family and into your will. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again. Now, God is now looking at you through the eyes of love, mercy, and grace, and he sees you in Jesus' worthiness. KCM has put together some free resources called the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Request your salvation package free on KCM.org. If you need prayer, KCM has a prayer line you can call. You may have a prayer request or a question about scriptures. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. Go to KCM.org for the hours of operation for the KCM office nearest you. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I know you enjoyed this. The book is exciting. Hallelujah. This is the most exciting life. I like what Milton Lefevre says. He said, if you're a born-again, spirit-filled Christian and you're not having a good time at the Christian life, you're not doing it right. Amen. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.